Hello, 448. This is WSGU844.
This is station 448. Go ahead. My name's Kurt. How are you today?
Kurt, doing well. This is Sherman. How are you?
I'll be honest. I'm enjoying a nice day in the comfort of my warm house playing with radio equipment. So I'm having a great day.
Copy that. My wife had to laugh. She said it sounds like you, and she's right. I'm the same way. I'm enjoying listening to public safety radios and, my GMRS radio.
Are you new to the GMRS community?
Yeah, I finally got my license last week. Been monitoring for a very long time. But yeah, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday I finally got the license. So I'm enjoying it.
Well, welcome to the community. You'll find that everybody on the bandwidth here is all of good character, decent people. We all talk to each other on a first name basis. Good people, and again, welcome to the community. I'm located in Groveland Township, right next to the Holly State Rec area, and I'm coming in on the Flint repeater. Whereabouts are you at?
Yeah, I heard you out earlier. We were in process of moving from Washington Township, Macomb County. Now we are located in Oregon Township, Lapeer County, not too far from you. And I'm just on an HT bouncing off the Mayville Tower.
Your HT is definitely making the trip. Did I catch you right? You guys are in the process of moving, and if you are, well, my best wishes. Everybody knows how that goes. Sometimes it goes smooth, and sometimes not so smooth. Hopefully smooth for you guys.
Oh, it's been something. It's been about a month. We're living here in Oregon Township, but we've had many trips. We rented a few U-Haul trucks and a trailer, and we still, two men in a truck did all the heavy stuff for us, but we still have one or two more trips to do with our personal vehicles, and then we'll be cleaned out. And the house will be, our closing to sell the house will be second week of February.
Well, excellent. Sounds like it's all coming together for you guys. I know we just moved out to Groveland Township from Highland Township about 9 years ago, and everything went pretty smooth. We didn't have a lot. Got everything all crammed into my friend's construction trailer. Everything went smooth except for Comcast, but, that's a given.
Yeah, we weren't too happy with Xfinity, Comcast. We have Spectrum out here, and we love them. We have a cottage also in Attica, my wife's family since the 50s. So, Spectrum Internet and Spectrum Cable, it's been awesome. Over.
Well, that's good to hear because, I'd love to cut my ties with Comcast for sure. This is WRPV448 for station identification purposes.
Yeah, for purposes, this is WSGU844. Yeah, when we lived in Washington Township, we had them, and then we went to the Dish and hated Dish. We went back to, unfortunately, went back to cable and internet. In that location, it's slow, and even we had Verizon phones, and the reception was not very well.
When I was married to my first wife, we used to get everything Comcast free. Full-blown boxes. Never had to pay a penny. But, you know, she worked there. Obviously, it was fun while it lasted.
Copy that. Yeah, it's good when you can get it for free. But, yeah. That's bad.
Well, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I'm going to get here on the side and putz around a little bit. I'll be monitoring intermittently on and off. Is there a good time usually to catch you? Is it in the evening, or are you going to monitor a lot, do you think? Or I know you got your hands full at the moment.
Yeah, I'm monitoring usually at night, but I was talking to Robert, and I make my commutes early in the morning, 5 o'clock, down to Sterling Heights where I work, and then on the way back anywhere between 3 and 4. But I connect to the Mont Clemens. Tower. I haven't done any communicating off of that, but I got to get an antenna for my pickup truck. Over.
Yeah, you know, even with an HT, a roof-mounted antenna on a truck will go up so much better, especially. I found I was going to mount an antenna on the hood of my truck, and my hood was aluminum, but my truck body and my roof was steel. My friend has a new F-150, and his antenna is grounded on his back rack because his whole body is aluminum.
Yeah, that's what I have, is an F-150, a 2024, so I was either thinking about getting a mount that's connected to the hood, or a window mount.
Yeah, my neighbor with his F-150, he had just got his. He does not want to drill a hole in the roof right away, so that's why he had the back rack from his old truck. I didn't really know a good way to set up an antenna on a truck like that. You know, I've never had that problem back in the day.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, the aluminum, I remember when I had when I was a CBer back in the 80s and 90s, and had a K40 antenna, and there was a clip, not using the magnet mount, there was a clip that would go on your, what do you call it, the trunk lid. It was a T-Bird that I had, so they have some kind of mount like that for the hood.
Yeah, I copy that. I've seen them, but very good. It'll definitely help out a lot. And on that note, again, welcome to the GMRS community. It's a great pleasure to make your acquaintance, man. Very good to meet you. And I will be monitoring, so this is WRPD 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, and I'm clear on your final.
Same here, Kurt. Yeah, good talking to you. Finally, glad to finally get a chance to talk to you. Like I said, I've heard you talk to the other people out there, and I knew you're from Groveland, so yet. This is WSGU 844, and we'll be on the side standing by also. Talk to you later.